Next, there was the saddle. My master put it on my back very gently, then fixed the straps under my body, speaking quietly to me all the time. Then one morning, he got on my back and rode me round the field on the soft grass. He did this every day until I was used to it. Then he took me to the village, where a man fixed metal shoes onto each hoof. My feet felt heavy and strange, but I got used to this too. There were more new things to wear. First, a heavy collar on my neck, and a bridle with great side pieces against my eyes, called blinkers. With these on, I could only see in front of me. But in time, I got used to everything, and could do my work as well as my mother. For a fortnight, my master sent me to a neighbour's farm for another kind of training, which was very useful to me. One field was next to the railway, and had sheep and cows in it, and I was put in among them. I shall never forget the first train that thundered by, and how I galloped to the far side of the field, trembling with fear at this terrible noise. But after a few days, I cared as little as the sheep and cows when a train passed by.